Right. Yeah, I don't know that he's actually complained about it. I think his mom is more worried about like how much he's working, but I don't think he's complaining about it. Just to clarify, like his mom that I work with is more concerned about his well-being working those kinds of shifts, just kind of running himself into the ground. But no, I'm sure he loves it, and I don't even think he has a girlfriend. Maybe he does, but you know, I don't think he doesn't have a wife, doesn't have kids, you know. He's got some reptiles at home, you know, but I mean, this is the time to do it. That's what I tell younger guys, you know, you're in your 20s or something, you got a good gig like that, like, you know, and if you can do it, you know, don't kill yourself, but like, if you can do it, like bank up, man, get a huge savings account built up or something. You know, I think he rents a house or something. I mean, so he's got minimal cost. As far as I know, I don't know his life story, but I mean, I think he should have relatively minimal overhead costs of living, and then should be making real good money from CATA. So hopefully he's, you know, banking that up. And he can go buy a house, go buy a new vehicle, whatever. Be prepared for things to come up. You know, hopefully if he's financially sound, that'd be the way to do it. I mean, back when I was single and lived at home with my parents and stuff, you know, I would take all these contract IT jobs. I'm like, why not? It's all expenses paid, man. They pay for my rental car, my flight, my hotel room, my meals. Like, everything was paid for. So I had no cost. And then, I mean, I paid rent to my parents to live with them. But it was very minimal. It was like, why not? Like, bank it up. But a lot of times I was on unemployment in the summer, too, because it seemed like IT contract jobs and stuff would slow down in the summer, so I'd be unemployed, you know, calling Marvin, Uncle Marvin, I called him, the Michigan Automated Response Voice Interactive Network. You can call me Marvin. To claim weeks of unemployment, press 1. For customer service, press 2. I did that for years, 8+ years, calling into Uncle Marvin for my checks in the summer there for my unemployment. But anyways, I'll let you go. 7-3 is good chatting with you as always, and hopefully we'll hear you on the MSU machine later. So have a good one. Safe travels. This is KDADAX. We will be clear and monitoring.
Okay, you got me in for one last final. Wheeling that bus is not hard work by no means. I'm 67. And it's probably one of the easiest. The only thing that will get to you is fatigue. Driving that much. But wheeling that bus, oh my God, all you're doing is wheeling that bus. It's union. It's it's not tough work at all. You did the right stuff and you get an hour layover here and hour layover there, and so you get a little break from behind the wheel. It's not a bad gig at all. So yeah, it sounds like he's working a ton. But it's not physical labor either. So it's the only downfall is there's times when you got 14 to 16 hours behind the wheel, the fatigue can start setting in. So, but I don't work unless I get caught on a bit or on a run that ask if you go out and take over a piece of work. And and you're going to be out there 16 hours, you're going to say, no, you guys are going to relieve me right here. And so you can opt out of some of the overtime if you want. So, yeah, no, it's a good gig. And it pays exceptionally well, that's for sure. I don't know anywhere else you can go to Lansing and get almost $40 an hour. So then you start adding the overtime on top of that. So, yeah, no, it's all good. All right, jumping in the shower as we speak. Zach, I will see if I can hunch down on an MSU repeater a little later on. If I can't get into that for some unknown reason, if I get a little chance, I'll pop in on what I'm using right here. But I'm sure I'm going to be able to hit it. After listening to your testimony, I'm sure I'm going to be able to hit it with an HT in Lansing. 73, hey, YQJ.